The best thing about the technology is it's going to get the same performance you get in a V8 with anywhere from 24 to 26 miles a gallon on the highway with less emissions. So it's the same performance, same fuel economy that you would get with a bigger displacement engine.
The engine debuts this year in the 2010 Lincoln MKS and MKT. It will also be in the Ford Taurus Show and the Ford Flex. I'm Elisa Z.
The House Committee on Education and Labor is holding a hearing today on a study by the Government Accountability Office that examined the potentially dangerous use of seclusion or physical restraints to control disabled students at U.S. schools. The study found hundreds of cases between 1990 and 2009 where these methods were allegedly used on special needs children, even when they did not appear to be dangerous or aggressive. It follows 10 specific cases, four of which resulted in the death of the student. With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here and not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, it looks like they're going to be your views as well, because right now our regularly scheduled guest didn't show up, and believe me, I've never had so many people cancel on me as I have in the last day and a half, but maybe we must be doing something right when everything starts to fall apart. And we sort of suspect that maybe something's behind it. And if something's behind it, we must be making waves. So be that as it may, if you're out there in the listening audience and you have something you'd like to talk about, our number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. We'd love to talk to you. But what's really rather interesting, I don't know how many of you have been watching the program called Friends. It comes on during the week. It's on Fox, and it really sort of follows along with a program that we had earlier called The X-Files with Mulder and Scully. And here we have a woman FBI agent, a very attractive woman FBI agent, and she's working with an eccentric scientist named Walter and his son Peter, and there's sort of a vague relationship between them, a certain chemistry between them, but they're involved in searching down some mysterious organization that is associated with Master Dynamics. And this is a massive corporation, and the question is it really a secret front for government experimentation, or does Master Dynamics really control the government? Is it above the government? And what are these things that it's doing? It seems to be working with all sorts of almost supernatural experiments and goings-on, and there's a wonderful, wonderful storyline behind it. It goes on from week to week. You can hardly wait for the next week. But in the last one for this session, the last program for before the summer season ends, before the season ends, and we'll be back again in the fall, why they begin talking about the fact that there is another dimension. there is a hidden dimension behind the scenes. And it seems that the man who runs Master Dynamics has taken himself into this other dimension. And, of course, the program concludes when the heroine has actually entered the other dimension. And, of course, she is, sometime after President Obama has entered the White House, because you see some newspapers that tell you that. And yet she is standing on one of the top floors of the World Trade Center. And the World Trade Center, as we all know, both towers came down in September of 2001. So how could she be standing on the top of the World Trade Center other than the fact she has entered the other dimension? Then, of course, the question is there really another dimension? Is this all make-believe? Are they introducing ideas into our minds that, perhaps we should try to understand, but, of course, not fall into the trap that so many of the major programs are going to try to get you to fall into, that you want, of course, to find out what the mysteries are in the other dimension? Because, ladies and gentlemen, there are other dimensions, and there's one certainly that is in where strange and mysterious things really do happen. There was a professor named Leo Strauss who taught for many years at the University of Chicago. And, of course, he taught philosophy to his students. And, of course, most students would get the regular standard approach to philosophy and history. But for the very, very few students, the elite, those people who would go on to become what is today known as the neoconservative movement, Leo Strauss would tell them the secret. And there is a secret that's been passed down for 5,000 years through the secret societies, and that is that there is another dimension that you can tap into. And, of course, Leo Strauss would teach about Plato. Now, of course, when I went to college, I had to study Plato. I was 16 years old. I read it through. I had no idea the significance of what I was reading about, other than the fact that they were talking about bringing about a utopian sort of society with a one world leader, a so-called just man, who would, of course, point out that all other forms of government don't work. I mean, Plato made it very clear, democracy doesn't work. Democracy always passes into despotism. This is what Plato said in the Republic, and everybody was reading these, the Republic, and most of it really didn't quite understand. But there was one part of the Republic that is really very important. It is called the Parable of the Cave. You can look it up on the Internet, or certainly you can look it up in the Encyclopedia. It is usually dealt with separately than Plato's Republic, and yet it was an integral part of it. And it was the story of a group of men and women who had been taken captive and been taken into a large cavern where they were kept for many years. They were chained so that their walls were towards the wall of the cave, their backs were towards the center of the cave, where they burned an eternal fire. But they never saw the fire. All they could see were the shadows from the fire projected upon the wall of the cave. And sometimes their captors would amuse themselves by projecting humorous shadows on the wall. Other times it would be frightening monsters or figures, and the people would either laugh or they'd cry out in terror. Because, of course, these grotesque figures on the wall of the cave. But for all the years they were kept enchained, that was their reality. And then one day one of their group broke loose from his chains and went outside the cave, and he saw reality. He saw the real world and the sun and the stars and the moon and the brooks and the trees. He went back into the cave to try to, release his friends so that they could come out as well. But as they approached the wall of the cave, he broke them loose from their chains. They were free. They could have left. But as they approached the mouth of the cave, the light blinded them. They could not see truth because, of course, for so long the reality had been the dancing shadows on the wall of the cave. That is known as the Parable of the Cave. And it's been known, it's been talked about for, 2,500 years since Plato wrote it. And certainly many people have interpreted it as saying, well, there are people who create our reality. I mean, certainly the media is controlled. We read what they want us to read. We hear what they want us to hear. We watch the television programs. We see what they want us to see. They control our reality, and that's what the story is all about. And that is certainly one interpretation, but it's so, with so many things today, there is always another interpretation. And Leo Strauss and those others who have taught this story, including Plato himself, had another interpretation. And that is that there is another reality. And we can see it at times in glimpses, simply as shadows. We know it's there, or we can never quite see it. We cannot pierce the wall of the other dimension, but it is there. And of course, it is reflected in those dancing shadows projected upon the wall of the cave. And this is, of course, what the teachers of the secret societies have always passed down, that there is another dimension, that we can tap into that other dimension, and that there is a great source of power, and there's a great source of wealth, and an opportunity for great fame. But, of course, the teachers very seldom explain that you are entering the world of the angelic and demonic battle that goes on. And here is where, of course, the king of this world, the devil, lives. And there really is a spiritual dimension there. If you doubt it, of course, why, you need to get the DVD set. They sold their souls for rock and roll, the 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 5-hour version. You need to understand that there is another dimension there, and you want to avoid it like the plague, for it will be a one-way trip to hell for those who enter. We'll be back in a moment at Radio Liberty. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
there is growing evidence that Americans would have better health and a lower incidence of cancer and fibrocystic disease of the breast if they consumed more iodine. Nutriodine iodine is formulated to work with your body to help to stimulate proper hormonal balance and can assist in detoxification from fluoride, bromide, and chloride toxins and helps provide protection from radioactive iodine from nuclear fallout. Nutriodine is made with a proprietary high-energy field from pure crystalline iodine. Nutriodine should be used by all ages every day. If you suffer from chronic fatigue, low thyroid, and mitochondria function, or if you just want to feel better from day to day, Nutriodine drops are for you. There are several forms of iodine. Nutriodine is the only trusted source. Available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network. It's open lines. Give us a call, 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. So what does the story I just told you have to do with the price of tea in China today? What does it have to do with anything? It has everything to do with what's going on today, and you can't understand hardly anything going on unless you understand that there is another dimension, and that many of the most powerful people in the world have tapped into the other dimension. You get into the Beatles. You remember the Beatles? Oh, my goodness, of Ringo Starr and Sidney, Paul McCartney and Jack Lennon and Hanson. They were phenomenal here in America. And, of course, what most people don't understand is that made a pact with the devil. How many of you remember the Sgt. Pepper's and the Lonely Hearts Band? And it's probably the most famous album ever made during the last century. Sgt. Pepper and the Lonely Hearts Band, but if you still have a copy of it, or if you do get the DVD, we were mentioning they sold their souls for rock and roll, and you look very carefully up in the top, you'll see a picture of Aleister Crowley. Who was we have a caller. Who was Aleister Crowley? He was a Satanist. And the Beatles were deeply involved with Satanism. Well, who do we have? Hi, Regis. How are you doing?
Okay, how are you?
I'm doing just fine.
Yeah, the reason why I called last week when you were talking to Dr. Dennis Cuddy, you weren't taking calls, so given the opportunity today, I wanted to take issue with you know, some of the things that were being said. I got the impression that that you or Dr. Dennis Cuddy were given the example that the United States was actually pushing you know, anger or prejudice toward Islam, you know, and Muslims. And, I mean, maybe I misunderstood, but I was thinking nobody needs to gin up anger toward the Islamic world. You know, their actions, you know, throughout the last 40 years or so, you know, promotes and cultivates anger by themselves. And I don't think our government, you know, needs to really foster it, you know, other than maybe Northern Ireland and, you know, some scattered, you know, examples of world terrorism. 95 to 98% of, you know, terroristic violence, in my opinion, is perpetrated by Muslims. And, you know, even, you know, the one most recent common example is the, you know, the head of Iran constantly threatened to nuke, you know, Israel to oblivion. And, you know, in, you know, the Islamic world that surrounds Israel, they have no freedom of religion, no freedom of speech, where, you know, Israel is just tolerant, is a tolerant society.
No, let's just analyze, and I agree that if you interpreted what I said, and I specifically said that there is an organized effort by the people who work within the shadows to create a hatred of the Muslim faith here in the United States. 20 years ago, did you notice any hatred of the Muslim faith, or was there an effort at that time to get the American people to hate the Muslims?
Probably not.
Okay,
but
fine.
There's another 20 years, you know, from Munich to, you know, what they've done to Israel, which has been our ally. We have witnessed the violence and the hatred toward the Jews, you know, perpetrated by Muslims, that, you know, one can stand back and look and see that. And even though they might have not had, you know, terrorism against our country like 9/11, you know, look what goes on in the Sudan.
All right, fine. Well, let me just take a couple of examples. Now, you mentioned that President Ahmadinejad had talked about nuking Israel. Who brought the radical Muslims to power, who brought the mullahs to power in Iran back in 1979? Who brought them to power? Who toppled the Shah of Iran? It was the American Central Intelligence Agency. We brought the mullahs to power. We financed the mullahs, the Ayatollah Khomeini. We trained their organizations. Actually, they were the Shah's secret police, very cruel and ruthless. And they simply, with close ties to the CIA, moved right in and carried out the same programs for the mullahs. Why would we have toppled the Shah, who was ostensibly the supporter of America and anti-communist, and certainly had the sixth largest army in the world, was a good supporter of the United States? Why would we topple him and bring these radical Islamists to power? Because they really are radical. They have crazy ideas. So why would we have done that?
Because we want instability in the world?
Absolutely. In fact, if you go into the background, of course, in 1979, who was in charge at that time of our American foreign policy? It was a man named Zbigniew Brzezinski. He was the National Security Advisor. I might comment, he was the man who picked Barack Obama and actually funded him and trained him to run for the presidency. And a lot of that $600 million to $700 million that went into Barack Obama's campaign came from the same trilateral commission, Goldman Sachs Bank, J.P. Morgan Chase, the same people who were around there in 1979. But after Brzezinski got through toppling the Shah, then he simply was there when we were helping bring Saddam Hussein to power. He came to power in 1979 in a coup. And he'd worked for the CIA as an assassin back in the 50s. We've got books
I know that.
20 years ago. And then, of course, Zbigniew Brzezinski foments the Afghan War. And out of the Afghan War, the war of the people of Afghanistan against the Soviets, why, we recruit Muslims throughout the world and we train them in this radical form of Islam. We even spent $53 million, and we have an article. We'd be glad to send you a copy of it.
Printing the Koran?
Beg pardon?
Pushing the Quran.
We printed the Quran. We actually printed textbooks encouraging this radical form of Islamic faith, which did not exist, you know, outside of the Wahhabis and the Muslim Brotherhood. It was not a major factor. The reason that there wasn't a lot of hatred in Muslims, you know, 20 years ago was because we got along pretty well. Yeah, there are a lot of things in their faith that I disagree with. A lot of things in the Talmud I disagree with, but I don't hate Jews and I don't hate Muslims, but they're doing everything they can to get us to hate, some people to get them to hate the Jews, others to hate the Talmud hate the Muslims because they're moving us towards a war with Islam. But we created the best enemy money could buy. We financed Al-Qaeda, we financed the Taliban, and then we turned around and started killing the Taliban. And if you doubt that, George Bush gave a speech. It was only the 20th or 21st of September 2001, just about 10 days after the attack on the World Trade Center. And then he talked about how the United States was the largest source of humanitarian aid for Afghanistan, which was the Taliban. Why were we funding the wicked Taliban? You know, cut off hands and feet and you know, it would stone women to death and decapitate people, you know, in public spectacles. We financed this whole thing, and now we're fighting it. We created the best enemies money could buy, in my opinion. But what are your thoughts?
Well, most of the things you say, you know, I would agree with. But so what is the end game if we start a war with Islam? What is the end game for Brzezinski and all the other power brokers that have, you know, created this mess?
War transforms society, and war will be used to bring about the one world government. And, of course, to kill off an awful lot of people, because an awful lot of the Muslim nations don't want to go into this one world government. And when it's installed, there can be no place to hide. There'll be no place to go. Well, that's why we're fighting over there today in Iraq and Afghanistan and very, very soon in Pakistan. But hang on. I'll be glad to talk to you as soon as we get back, okay?
We'll be right back.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO, chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Due to recent events related to the H1N1 virus, the Center for Disease Control has issued a public health emergency across the United States.
What can you do to prepare yourself from potential airborne threats?
Using patented technology developed for NASA, ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers sanitize and protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, salmonella, contaminants from chemtrails, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces.
With no filters to replace ever, you save money.
Prepare yourself today. Truthful answers to your questions and concerns can be found at ZeroFlu.com. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 1-888-766-6066. 1-888-766-6066. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Is Regis still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Go right ahead.
Yeah. Now, I guess the major reason that I initially called you for it is six or seven, or I don't know, within a year after 9/11, you had a gentleman on who wrote one or two books where he critiqued the Quran, the Hadith, and in Islam in general. He said he's only one of a few scholars that actually read the Hadith.
That was probably Craig Wynn, right?
Yeah, you know, his life was being threatened by Muslims. And,
right, right.
And he basically, said if I can remember correctly, that the actually moderate, the ones that are tolerant, the ones that you know aren't violent, are really not true Muslims. And if one would follow the Quran, Hadith, the radical violent Muslims are the actual ones that are practicing their religion. And he found it very convincing, and other people since then have written, you know, books, you know, concerning the Quran and Islam. And so to me, it seems like if our government is tweaking, you know, Islam, they don't have to try very hard to do it.
You're absolutely right. And that was Craig Wynn. Incidentally, I do have those that set, I think, in a four-tape set. My interviews with Craig Wynn, I think it's called Islam, something like that, but you can always order it. You obviously have a very good grasp on what he said, and I think what he said is absolutely true. There are terrible things in the Hadith and in the Quran, and I never forgot there was actually three books that are the basis of Islam. But, of course, there are terrible things in the Talmud, too. But I'm not going to spend my time worrying about that, because most Jews are good people, and certainly most Muslims are good people. Yes, they're not good Muslims, but most of them want to raise their families and be left alone. They don't want to be involved in this radical form of Islam. And really, there was no radical Islam, you know, up until the CIA started fomenting it, you know, because basically most of this has sort of died away. Certainly after the fall of the Ottoman Empire, after the First World War, most of the Muslims simply wanted to live their lives outside of the Muslim Brotherhood, which is a small radical group in Egypt, which was being funded by the British, and the Wahhabi religion, some of the Wahhabi clerics in Saudi Arabia, which we were financing. Why, there really was none of this radical Islam. It took a lot of work to bring it back. But you know, sometimes when you start a wildfire, you don't know where it's going to end. And there's so many people today who've gotten, and many of the Muslims have embraced this radical form of Islam. It's said that the most popular name for a boy in Pakistan today is Obama. And what they've done is they've created tremendous hatred for America, and we've done everything we could to foment that. I mean, why do you think we would allow those terrible pictures of what happened at Abu Ghraib to be circulated throughout the Islamic world? Are our leaders stupid? Of course not. They wanted to foment a hatred of America on the part of the Muslims, just like they want to foment hatred of the Muslims on the part of Americans. You can't have a war unless you've got a lot of hatred out there.
Right. So when you say that, or Dr. Cuddy says that Bibi Netanyahu and Ahmadinejad are cut from Central Casting, they're all part of the gang.
Well, I don't. I say that Central Casting, as far as Ahmadinejad, I mean, he certainly looks like he was just prepared for that job. He says all the things to inflame the Israelis and the American people. He even talks about destroying the great Satan, who is us. Mm-hmm. And as far as Netanyahu, we know a great deal about him because he's been very close to Kissinger, and he's very close to the CFR people. They have put him in power. They run him as a conservative, just like they run John McCain and George W. Bush as conservatives. They're not conservatives at all. They're simply extensions of the American power structure. I do not know about Ahmadinejad, but I'm very, very suspicious. And I will just tell you where that phrase "central casting" came from. There was an issue of the X-Files, and of course Skulder and Mulder were actually talking to the CIA agent, and he looked at them and he said, "You know, you guys got no idea what's going on in the world today. You probably honestly believe that Saddam Hussein is our enemy. Why, we found him living in the Bronx, and we trained him in Arabic, and then we sent him on over there. He came from Central Casting." And, of course, you know, that wasn't true, of course. Saddam Hussein had worked for the CIA in the 1950s and assassin, but he was Arabic. But it was just a phrase that I picked up. He came from Central Casting. Certainly Dennis Cuddy has picked it up as well. But he is playing a part. just as Netanyahu is playing a part, as Obama is playing a part, as certainly as Bush played a part. Bush was really a puppet. He was controlled by Dick Cheney. And, of course, just simply Dick Cheney was a very, very dangerous man. George Bush is not very smart. I've met him. I've shaken his hand. I've looked into his eyes. And believe me, I'm sure if he hadn't had a very, very wealthy and positive, wealthy father, he never would have got through Yale.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, I appreciate the overview you've given me. It it sounds very logical. I can see the potential war coming.
Well, let me tell you the thing that really bothers me. And do you read our newsletters?
Sometimes, but not with regularity.
Could I suggest that you read my January 2008 newsletter? It's called State Secrets. It's a story of Sybil Edmonds. And it really is an amazing story. Sybil Edmonds worked for the FBI. She was an interpreter. She was hired after 9/11. And she, was fluent in Farsi and Arabic and a couple of other languages. And she had the opportunity of going over a lot of the communications, translating them. She found out that there was a Turkish spy ring and Israeli, that Turks were working in concert with certain Israelis, and they were actively involved in stealing American nuclear material technology and sending it to Pakistan. So she thought this was a terrible thing. She reported it to her superiors. They told her to keep quiet, and so she quit the FBI, and she tried to bring this out. Well, immediately the Justice Department put a gag on her, saying, you can't tell the American people that the State Department is allowing this. They know what's going on. The FBI knows what's going on. But you can't tell the American people that we're transferring nuclear technology to Pakistan. So she goes to the federal court, and they agree that the state secrets, she can't tell it. She goes to the federal appeals court. She goes to the Supreme Court. The ACLU takes her case to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court holds she cannot tell the American people. So in January of last year, she went to the London Times. She told the story. It's known all over the world, and not a word of it in the American press. Now, why would our government, which supposedly is trying to stop the spread of nuclear weapons, be actually facilitating the transfer of nuclear technology to a third-rate country like Pakistan? Does anybody in the audience honestly think that Pakistan, was able to develop the technology to their own nuclear weapons on their own?
Right.
Of course not, So
right.
It's all a cover. And why then would you want to transfer nuclear technology to a Muslim nation that could spread it to other Muslim nations? And certainly assume this is where that Iran has got their knowledge to begin to work towards the nuclear weapon, other than if you wanted to have a nuclear-armed enemy. And this is exactly what happened before the Second World War, when American corporations were over in Germany building up Hitler. Americans, they was transferring all sorts of technology and scrap metal to Japan, knowing full well we were going to go to war with them. Why would we have done that? Well, you've got to create the best enemy that American money and corporations can buy. And I fear that's what we've done with Pakistan. And it is frightening to contemplate what we're talking about. But if you understand that these people really want to kill off a large part of the population of the world, and if you haven't gone to my website, just go there and look up the Georgia Guidestones. We have a section on that. There really are secret societies out there. They want to kill off the majority of the world's population. And our job is to try to get people to think. Hey, hang on if you want to. We'll be right back.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
You're listening to GCN. The Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Regis, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, go right ahead.
I did want to say this, so I'll just use this as an example. So whenever the CIA printed all those Qurans and fundamentalist Islamic literature for the Mujahideen when they were fighting the Russians, the goal wasn't just to psych them up to kill Russians, okay? The goal was to radicalize the Muslim world and the future for the New World Order. Or was this an unintended consequences, and this wasn't anticipated, but they use, that result, for the New World Order? Or, you know what I'm saying? Was the initial psychology, we're going to psych these people up to kill Russians, so, you know, Russians would be bogged down, or was there, were they so evil and so far reaching in their future plans, that they knew that this would, cause Islamic hatred in the future, in the distant future?
I believe that they, this is my, only my feeling, but I believe this is exactly what Zbigniew Brzezinski, who organized the Trilateral Commission in 73, what he intended in 1979 and 1980, and then what was carried out during the 1980s as the CIA was giving money to Pakistan that was funding, of course, al-Qaeda, and certainly USAID, when they came up with $51 million to print those textbooks to be given to the students to actually encourage this radical form of Islam, they knew exactly what they were doing. They're not stupid people. We have a great book. It's called The Devil's Game. We carry it, and certainly I think it's well worthwhile reading, The Devil's Game. We carry another book written by Robert Baer, who was a CIA agent in Iraq all during the 1990s. He was actually in Kurdistan, so Saddam couldn't get him. But he talks about how he never met an Iraqi who did not believe the American government was keeping Saddam in power. And not only that, but he says that, he cites two occasions where the Iraqi military wanted to overthrow Saddam Hussein, and the American State Department wouldn't back them, and of course the generals then were arrested and killed. So this doesn't make sense unless you realize we're really up against organized evil. But
evil,
I really think this is a long planning. And I will tell you, there's a book that was written in the early 1930s. It was called The Shape of Things to Come. It was written by H.G. Wells, who he writes in the early 1930s about the Second World War. And, of course, how it's going to come about in 1939. And then he talks about the third triad, the New World Order, coming around in about 1988 after a meeting in Basra in Iraq. Now, I believe that there are long-range plans because I really believe there are supernatural forces behind everything going on today. That's my belief.
Well, I would agree with you. I would agree with you. And, your book, indicates that.
Hey, well, we've got another caller, but hey, thanks
so much.
Okay,
well, thank you very much for the time and the information.
Bye-bye. Well, we've got a caller from Pennsylvania. Who's coming on? Hey, Dan, go right ahead.
Evening, Dr. Stan. In Revelation 9:21, talks about the end time, about how people are going to be indulgent in a lot of things and this and that, and people can read it for themselves. But the one word in there is sorceries. And you take that, go back to the exhaustive Strong's, and the base word of that turns out to be pharmakia, which is the base word for pharmacy and pharmacology. And sorceries are full of potions and spells and things like that that people, fall into and come under. It sounds like psychotropic drugs and all the influences of mind control that not only people can do, but also Satan influences come. And we're giving all these to our boys coming back from Iraq.
Not enough of the getting to our kids in our schools.
I know.
I've given psychotropic drugs to kids and adolescents, in schools. It's
for puberty,
criminal activity,
yes.
But it's opening their minds to these demonic forces.
What is your take on how this is going to progress? Because we have fluoride in water and all these things combined.
Well, we're in real trouble. So the aspartame affects the mind. Mercury that they put in our fillings and in our vaccines affects our minds. The fluoride affects our minds. The aluminum in the vaccines affects our minds. They're trying to get the conservatives to take, a heavy metal in the form of silver because, boy, that's going to protect you against the flu. All of these things are toxic. And on top of that, we have all these psychotropic drugs. And some of these things really do create terrible emotional responses. Some of the anti-malaria drugs actually creates psychopathic breakdowns, and people become homicidal and suicidal. And some of the people come home from overseas and end up killing their wives. We're in real trouble. And I think things are going to get a lot worse unless, of course, there's a revival in America. I don't see it coming because I don't see any real great religious leaders now like the John Wesleys of yesteryear or the Jonathan Edwards. But all we can hope is that God will raise them up.
Well, that's true, Stan. And people just need to read their Bible and look at these words that they skip over like, oh, I'm not into sorcery. But when you look at the base word of it, it's all right in front of us, but we, line upon line, precept upon precept, a little here, a little there. That's how you get the truth.
Amen to that. Well, I'll tell you what, we do have one great minister, and that's Chuck Crismeyer. He does a radio program on, you know, and you can get to his help. Let's see, saveusa.com is his website. You can hear him on our satellite feed. He does 3 hours a day on our satellite feed of Radio Liberty. He's really a great speaker, a great, great Christian leader. We had about 1,000 more of him.
Yes, that's true. Well, we all can be one of many, you know, when we get the truth out. I'm trying to talk to people, but as you said before, you see that look in their eyes. They're just glazed over. They go, well, that's okay. I'm going to get a check from the government for $600 next week. That's okay. And they don't look...
Our job is to tell people the Lord will make them hear if they're going to hear, and maybe we're going to lose America. Maybe all of these things are coming to pass right now, and if everything points in that direction, we cannot stop it. We might be able to delay it. We are called to do our best, and the battle is the Lord's. Hey, we're out of time. God bless.
Thank you so much, Dan. Good talking to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Well, that... certainly appreciate the Regis and Dan calling in. It's great to have people who do help me out when my guest doesn't show up. But this is the time when I really need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and we depend upon those of you out in the listening audience, if you agree with us, to help us, if you can. I know some of you can. I know a lot of people are hurting now financially, and a lot of people who've been with us for years have just had to leave the Radio Liberty family of supporters. They can't afford the whatever they were sending, but, well, we're just going to try to keep them at least sending them the newsletter, or certainly you can get the newsletter by email if you'd like. That does help us because it gets pretty expensive to print out those newsletters now, as it seems like every few months they increase the price of mail. Anyway, if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, our number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Certainly, another way you can help us would be to go to our website at radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com, there's a donation button there. You push it and see what happens. And then, of course, you can actually listen to our programs there 9 hours a day on the satellite and the archive programs and the MP3 and the blog programs. And then, of course, you can read our newsletters. You can actually watch many of the DVDs we have posted up there. And try to get others to listen and to watch and to understand. And don't get discouraged when people ignore what you have to say. Your job is to tell them what's going on. The Lord will determine whether they're going to listen or not. And it may be just something that you say or somebody else says, that somebody will suddenly have their eyes open and begin to understand the true nature of the spiritual battle we're involved in. We're carrying Chuck Crismeyer's excellent book, The Seduction of the Saints, going into what's happening to the Christians in America today. If you have not yet seen Billy Crone's excellent series, Final Countdown, the first, they're in 10 DVDs and 2 parts, part 1 and part 2. Get them together, it's a little cheaper. And then, of course, if we also carry the CD, the first 5, and of course we'll have the rest later, but Billy will be back with us next week, and maybe the week after that we'll finish up the second part here at Radio Liberty. That's the Final Countdown. If you want the CDs, they're called The Countdown to Armageddon, because I believe the countdown is underway. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you out there want to get some of his other DVDs. We have an excellent one on RFID chips. We have, of course, my 4th CD or 4th tape.